Hello and welcome in to another edition of the Rebel Room. I'm Taylor Byrne alongside Ray Brewer, getting you ready for the last week of the regular season for UNLV basketball, and also we may talk a little bit football, looking ahead to their spring practices that get started on the following Monday, March 7th. We're recording this on Monday, February 29th. It is Leap Day. Ray Brewer, what do you plan to do on the day when you are legally allowed to get away with anything?
I'm surprised. This might be the lone time we do a Rebel Room on February 29th all time.
Probably, yeah. Wow. We'd have to go through the archives to see what Mr. Green's version of the Rebel Room did.
If it was on a Monday or whenever we did the Rebel Room those days.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that has to go right. I've never thought about it as like, okay, let my hair down and let's have a little extra hot sauce on my nachos or whatever.
Well, because I think that's how you live your life every day.
Yeah. Are you doing something out of bounds today?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the night has in store.
Because I found out this morning when I woke up that I had to work the late shift.
Yeah, that's
unsurprisingly, I had my night planned, so I'm a little. My buzz is killed.
Not a great start to the day for you. Let's start with basketball. Here it's the regular season finale on Saturday at San Diego State. So the team over they're not going to get a top five seed. So we know that in order to win the Mountain West tournament, they're going to have to win four in 4 days. And as I've said many times, I don't think any team in this league can do that. Do you right now feel any differently about UNLV, about its chances after seeing the home victory against Wyoming with the return of Steven Zimmerman Jr.?
I still think, and I've said this probably the last 3 weeks, I really think they're the betting favorite, and they beat everybody in the league in the league tournament except for San Diego State. So the lone way for UNLV to win the tournament is for San Diego State to lose to some other team. I think with McCaw and Zimmerman on the court, Jones, who's really blossomed into a solid contributor for being a freshman, if Cornish could be halfway decent, if Seegers could be as good as he was against Wyoming, if Ike doesn't shoot from half court, if everything goes right.
Exactly. If everything goes right,
they could do it except San Diego State because they just don't have the physicality in the to match with them on the inside. And now when you say, okay, if it's day three, you're in the semifinals on Friday, you've already won twice, how much steam are you going to have left in the tank? How much, whatever. I think on sheer energy and emotion that maybe you rally for a third day. And then when you get to the fourth day, you know, this is a team that, you know, had the long overtime game in Fresno. This is a team that has had its backs against the wall. Maybe they suck it up and do it again. You're right, though. 4-4 is tough. You got to have good stamina. You've got to be, you know, mentally strong. And we're talking a low number of guys, so that makes it even more difficult. But in terms of, hey, UNLV's playing Team X in the league, I think they win except with San Diego State.
And I don't have San Diego State like on this pedestal that I feel like you do as far as just being unbeatable. I think anyone in this league can be defeated in this conference tournament. We saw San Diego State blow a game the other night against Boise State, snap their vaunted streak of winning games when they were ahead with 5 minutes to play. Because they offensively are so bad and can be so bad that you might even get lucky and just be able to somewhat comfortably get past them. You know, there isn't really any comfort against their defense, but they could shoot 25 to 30% for a game and no one's going to be like shocked by that. You'd be like, man, that's bad. Well, they're bad enough that that's reasonable. So something like that could happen. Fresno, I think they do have a decent chance to win it because their defense will at least keep them in those games. I think it's going to be either Boise State, Fresno State, or San Diego State. Not exactly going out on a limb. It's, you know, the three of the top four teams or the three top teams, however the standings end up falling. But I just don't see anyone in those bottom six being able to string out 4-4. It's just not something that I think most teams are equipped for, and especially when you have UNLV. I mean, the problems that they've been facing A lot of it is depth. A lot of it is injuries. A lot of it is the stuff that hurts you, you know, really by the time you're trying to play your third game in 3 days, let alone four. But Zimmerman being back, and that was something, you know, right when it happened, very much in doubt whether we'd see him again playing for UNLV. So that's a positive. You potentially get Dwayne Morgan back for the tournament, maybe even for this week's game at San Diego State, though that doesn't sound likely at this point. Still a few days to go with that. But so potentially having two more guys for the conference tournament than you had for, you know, a stretch there. I can see it, you know, at least mentally for them, it would feel like a different team, and it would just kind of give you a, you know, boost of confidence, like, okay, now we're ready to go.
I will say this. I don't think the players have lost hope.
No, I'd agree with that.
And for me, hope is a dangerous thing, man. It really is. I mean, if you think you have a chance, and I really think the players agree with me, there's not one team in the league they can't beat except San Diego State.
I don't think they'd agree with that. They definitely think they can beat San Diego State.
Well, when they go get smacked around on Saturday. Well,
yeah, but playing that team in the MAC, now not on your home court because they swap it out, whatever, but playing them in Vegas is very different than playing them at Viejas. And they did not have a good game at all.
I get
especially
it.
The second half when they lost San Diego State earlier this year. That's also the first game. That was when Ben Carter went down,
sure,
in the first half.
I mean, for me, I was at that first game, and maybe it's an overreaction, but the 24 hours have passed, and I just don't physically see how UNLV could play with them. Now, you know, you're right. Carter got hurt that game. You know, UNLV got on tilt a little bit. You know, they had a bad, probably their worst half of the season, arguably, debatably.
Yeah,
they've had some bad.
Yeah, they've had some bad ones.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you've been there for them all, buddy. You've been there for the train wreck at CSU and Wyoming and
second half home against Arizona State.
Yeah, I think I was at that. Was I at that game?
Probably.
Yeah. So, but listen, and that's what, you know, the tournament brings. You know, a sense of optimism, because for as bad as the year's been, you know, Zimmerman, your five-star McDonald's high-end guy who's been, you know, quite honestly a double-double machine, minus one rebound in one game. He's back. McCaw is arguably the best player on the floor every game. Right? Arguably, right?
Sure.
Seegers, the last 10 days has been the Seegers I wrote he would be, right? Okay. I mean, again, if you get Morgan back, maybe you could give Ike some time to ice those hands a little bit, and you go from there, right?
Yeah,
we're gonna win this thing, baby.
I feel like as you spell it out, it does seem, you know, like
sounds better, right?
Trying to get there. But
are you going to the tournament this year? I didn't know this. Yes.
Well, you told me. Oh man, I forgot about all of the preseason guarantees that were coming up on. I was going to be sitting in Viejas Arena March 5th with the conference tournament. With the regular season conference title on the line.
Yep. Yeah.
And then also I was going to be where did you have me? Did you have me covering the Sweet 16?
No, I don't think I went that far.
Okay.
But I had you at the tournament. You can't predict injuries. You know. You can't.
They were going sideways before the injuries.
I know, but
and they had already fired their coach.
Totally get it. But you couldn't, I mean, listen, you grab one rebound against Fresno State, you probably don't lose both of those Colorado State and Wyoming games, and you're not in this situation, arguably. Even though you were down when you shouldn't have been, you rallied and came back against Fresno. You had the game won. It was a rebound away, basically.
Yeah.
You grab that rebound. I think you don't lose both of those games in the Rocky Mountains. And I think Dave Rice is still the coach right now.
Could be, yeah. I mean, would the team be any better? Do you think?
I mean, without Carter, we'd probably be in the same situation. I mean, you would assume he gets hurt regardless. So.
Yeah, I mean, injuries, you can never. When you kind of play out the alternate timeline and the alternate universe, what could have been and that different stuff, like, I guess you just have to. You have to mark down guys getting injured at around the same times because you just, you know, it is a fluke thing, but to be as fair as you can on each side, you got to assume that they have the same personnel at their disposal. Speaking of Dave Rice, did you see behind the bench at UNLV's senior night, the last home game. Very, obviously, a strange scene. You do not see a fired head coach attending the games of his current team, like, ever. I don't think it's not something that happens. So just what were your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think Dave Rice either A, has the best PR guy working for him, or he's really this nice, genuine. He is a nice, genuine person. But every move he's made since he's got fired has been absolutely classy. You know, waiting around to talk to the media, coming back for senior day, being positive on social media. When you know it was his dream job, he lost the job. You know, he's obviously chapped. So, I mean, a great move, classy move. He's a true rebel. It's a shame it didn't work out. It really is, because he's a guy who, you know, had his grand vision for UNLV, and he just was snake bitten the whole time. And, of course, his players underperformed.
I mean, I think snake bitten is a bit – that assumes that he didn't have a role in his own demise.
He did. He had a role in his own demise. I mean, his players, like I said, he couldn't get them to perform up to their potential.
Yeah. Well,
it's a safe.
Well, yeah, but I think ultimately, and I've thought about this more, just as you look ahead, you look back, just kind of putting things in context, I think ultimately the on-court personnel-wise, the biggest problem with the Dave Rice era was just point guard. And that's not breaking new ground here. I just think it becomes even more crystallized as you look back. That was the one position that they just never got figured out, and it would have helped out a lot of the different rosters that they had. I mean, bringing in, like, DeVille Smith for a year and then casting him out at the end of the year. Like, they were just trying anything. And I know
making a bad evaluation on Cody Doolin.
Yeah, you know, and just not having the pieces fit with that one. There's obviously blame to be had by the coaches. But I will always think that, well, I understand maybe some of the reasons, and, you know, the one that we talked about a lot at the time, I think maybe UNLV was afraid. What if they decided around the time of the start of conference play, especially when they lose those three, that they didn't want Dave Rice to be the coach anymore, and they could have been afraid, well, what if he goes and wins the conference tournament? Then mm-hmm. kind of what position are we in? That's the only way, honestly, that the mid-year firing made any sense. But I think ultimately it just will show that was not the right move. Unless it leads to the hire that turns everything around, and they couldn't have done that without getting started on it, without getting, you know, basically a two-month start or something like that. You know, because then I think you could have some facts that sort of change how that all
sure.
went down.
Not that they didn't try last year to find a new coach during the season.
Well, and that's the point. It's like you should have – again, we don't need to belabor old points, but, yeah, if you were going to get rid of him, you should have done it at the end of last season, doing it mid-year this year. I'm not sure exactly what you were trying to accomplish, but it has now created even more problems. You've got Stacey coming out, who, again, like, did you even tell anyone you wanted to be the coach?
Yeah. I think what's happened is UNLV has become kind of a circus. The way they handled, you know, Dave Rice, and it goes back to last year. They didn't want him. Some people wanted him. It would have looked bad if you got rid of two coaches who you'd extended within 6 months of the extension. He keeps the job. You know, you probably didn't want him then, but you were hamstrung.
Yeah.
You know, some people were vocal to keep him. You wanted to appease them. You didn't want to look bad because you'd have to pay him out all this money. And then the first mistake that happens, you're like, okay, well, he's not going to be our guy. And then the second mistake that happens, you're like, okay, well, shucks, we better get rid of him right away. And it's just been, you know, I can't even use this word on the air, but it's been a blank show the whole time. And it's, you know, now you're like, God, the new guy who comes in is going to have a lot of work to do, man.
This feels to me like we're heading for a clean the house. You know, some players will stay, maybe one coach, maybe. And then you just kind of hit the reset. But that's all. That's, you know, we'll have time to get into that after the year. There is still a regular season game, which is less important, but, you know, the focus is the Mountain West tournament, you can still make something out of this. I don't think they will, but it is not a, as we talked all year, it's not a great league. It's a one-bid league. You know, San Diego State basically ensured that with its loss at home to Boise State. I think it's going to be the league champ, and that's it.
You don't think San Diego State gets one of the first four games?
No.
Okay.
Not right now. Probably not.
Okay.
I just don't think it would happen. So I'm guessing we both feel like they don't have much of a chance Saturday at San Diego State?
Probably not. Unless San Diego State totally implodes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they will do with their rotation with the minutes. They already have the league won outright. But this is a game that they get up for, so I wouldn't expect them to take too much off. And they, like every other team, they want to be playing their best heading into the tournament. That's what UNLV is looking for this bye week, because there's no midweek game. This week actually comes at a good time. They can get healthy, you know, rest for Seagears, which is big, some more time for Dwayne Morgan. We'll see what his return schedule ends up being. But I just think the fact that they're getting guys back, Zimmerman back, and then potentially Morgan back, it gives you maybe a little more reason to be optimistic heading into the conference tourney. And that's all you can really ask for, I guess. At the end of a very difficult, tumultuous, circus-like season, you just want a chance.
Yep, and they do. They'll have one. They're going to have a good chance.
Yeah, they will have their opportunity.
They're going to have winnable games until 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And what's going to happen then?
Then they're going to play San Diego State, and Todd Simon will clear out his office.
All right, that is the official prediction from Ray Brewer. I am Taylor Byrne. We'll talk to you guys next week.